This is the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. To Bethlehem. Bethlehem this night is a busy place. People have come from all around. The travelers have arrived. The roadways had been full. All of the places for travelers to stay, the inns, the taverns, the guest rooms were full. Extended family members from across the land had come. And into this mess, into this crowded town, came almost unnoticed a man, his pregnant fiance, looking for a room, as she was nearing the time to give birth. And where were they to stay? Nowhere. No vacancy, as our children's program had displayed this past week. No vacancy. How did it get this way? That these two were on the road and had come so far and arrived in such a precarious position and now were being forced to take up shelter with the animals. How did it get to this point here at Bethlehem? The Emperor Augustus had sent out a decree, had imposed his will on all the world, the scriptures say, that there shall be a registration. The emperor's decree declared that everybody should be registered, and his decree was passed down to the governors, like Quirinius, the governors who passed down his word in that hierarchical fashion, passing down using the power of their positions to make the whole land get up and move. It wasn't that Mary and Joseph wanted to make this trip. They had to. It was decreed. It was imposed on them. Imposed so that all might be registered and so that the emperor might exert the emperor's power and authority to draw taxes. to draw taxes to fund the military, who would come with their tramping boots and their garments and subjugate the lands and bring peace. And Mary and Joseph were caught up in all of it. They were caught up in the decrees and the impositions of the emperor and the governor, just like the whole land was. Caught up in it all, having to travel this long distance from Nazareth to Bethlehem. It was not a convenient trip. It was not a comfortable trip. It was not a safe trip. Mary, being so far along in her pregnancy, was in a precarious position health-wise. And my wife now is pregnant now, and we're in our modern day concerned about various health concerns and medical problems that might happen to her now. Can you imagine the worry and the fear that was upon Mary as her time of birth, giving birth, was coming near? Giving birth in the ancient Near East was a dangerous proposition. It's dangerous for women today, and it was 10 times as dangerous then, if not more. Giving birth, bringing life into this world, meant skirting close to death herself. And in all of this, in that precarious and vulnerable position that being pregnant and needing to give birth put her in, she had to do it. Not in a place that was known, not in a place that had been set up and prepared, where she had been able to nest and get everything prepared for the baby to come, not in a way that was convenient or comfortable, but in a way that was dangerous, and in a way that was nearly unnoticed. In the midst of everything going on, this pregnant woman and her fiancé were giving birth to a child, bringing a child into the world, almost on the margins of the town, with the animals, with no crib, but a manger for him to lay in. But in the midst of all this, a child is born, and a son is given, and a completely different journey to Bethlehem is about to begin. Outside of Bethlehem that night, in the dark emptiness of the fields, a far cry from the crowded guest rooms of Bethlehem with all the extended family members and all the travelers and all the noise and all the crowd in this, in that quiet stillness out there, shepherds watched over their flocks, untroubled by the decrees of emperors. Their lives continued as they had the night before and the night before that. As they lived in the fields, tended to their sheep, guarded them through the long, dark night. But in that dark spaciousness, out there in the hillside, the glory of the Lord is about to be seen. And in that quiet stillness, the angels of God are about to sing. And the message that they bring in their song is good news of great joy. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Unto you, shepherds, a gift is given. Unto you, a child is born, and this is a sign for you. There is no decree in the angels' words as they sing out glory to God. There is no imposition in the angels' message as they sing out peace among those on earth. There is no command, no order given to the shepherds when the angels leave. Only a glorious offering of divine love. Unto you is born a child, a Savior. God's love is on display this night. God's love, which is the ground of all love. And love, friends, love is never imposed. It's always offered. the power of the emperor might impose. There are other things that might impose, and they might call it love. They might say it is for your own good. But love, which is the true good, is never imposed. It's always offered. And in its offering, it liberates and it frees. Where Joseph and Mary were forced to journey to Bethlehem, in the discomfort and in the danger and in the inconvenience of it all, the shepherds now in freedom come to Bethlehem. But it's the freedom as they go, the freedom of their joy, the freedom that the yes that they say now to that gift of love. In their response to that gift, they go. They receive that message of love from the angels. And in reciprocity for that love, in return for that love, they give themselves in love back to it over again. Now joyfully and hastily going to Bethlehem to the child and to find his mother Mary and to love them when they find him. And to share with them the glory and the praise of God. Passing on that love, reciprocating that love forward. And as Mary receives their love, she in reciprocity loves God in return, treasuring their words and pondering them in her heart. And so in the reciprocity of love, destiny is fulfilled this night. Salvation comes, freedom and glory shines, and God inseparably and irrevocably unites with humanity in incarnation. Now this night, our world is a busy place. There's travelers moving about, and our world in the midst of all of it is full of decrees and mandates and forces that push us around over which we feel like we have no power. Perhaps you feel that way tonight, a bit like Mary and Joseph, inconvenienced, uncomfortable. Perhaps you've known what it's like to walk through danger, as some of our medical professionals have had to walk this year, tending and caring for those who are sick in the midst of an ongoing pandemic. Perhaps you feel caught up in all of the dangerous, inconvenient, and discomforting life that we are living in. The uncivil culture wars that we find ourselves in the midst in. The ways that we seem to always be at each other's throats. Feeling overwhelmed by it all, and perhaps, like Mary and Joseph, feeling unnoticed in the midst of it all. Uncared for. Maybe now, right now, in a moment of quiet, spacious stillness, maybe you can hear too what the shepherds heard as the messenger of God speaks to you, an offering of love. Unto you is born this day a Savior. Child. There is no requirement in this gift for you. In this love, there is no decree put upon you. There is no imposition. You could very well go your entire lives and pass this by. It is not required to acknowledge this gift. But it is given to you nonetheless. And should you, as the shepherds had, make your free yes to this love, give yourself in love in return, reciprocate this love, journey to Bethlehem and come to the feet of this child and his holy mother and kneel in praise and glory in the gift of this miraculous and astounding child. A power that does not impose itself, but loves and frees in love. Well, friends, if you were to respond, to reciprocate, then in the reciprocity of that love, your destiny would be fulfilled. This child is the shape of love. It's the incarnate form of love among us. It's the only shape that can truly free us from the ways of this crazy world. Free us to live lives of freedom and love in return. Breaking the chain of all the darkness and all the violence and all the danger that our love, that our world continues to build. And that shape is the shape of a tiny child. So come to Bethlehem with me. Come and see the child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in the manger. Come grab it up close and snuggle it in your arms and be in awe at the sheer miraculous gift of life. And be free in love this night.